Obedience. As one mother was reading an early manuscript of this book, she became aware of her 12-month-old daughter's whining and pulling on her. When she came to the part above, about not letting a child whine, if they're tired, put them to bed, she decided to apply what she was reading. She put her daughter down and told her to go to sleep. The sleepy child responded by crying in protest. Following the book's instructions, she spanked the little child and told her to stop crying and go to sleep. Again, understand, when we say spank, we mean one or two licks on the legs right where the child is lying. This is not punishment. It is reinforcing your words. The child had previously been trained to spend an hour intermittently crying and getting up, only to be fussed at and laid back down. Nonetheless, the spanking subdued the crying and caused her to lie still. The mother continued her reading. After a while, she looked up to see that the child had very quietly slipped to the floor to browse through a book. The mother smiled at how sweet and quiet the child was and continued reading the manuscript. Reading further, she contemplated the fact that the child had not obeyed, but she is being so good and is not bothering me, the mother thought. She then realized the issue was not whether the child was bothering her, but whether or not she was learning to obey. She rightly concluded that by allowing the child to sit quietly on the floor at the foot of her bed, where she would eventually go to sleep, she was effectively training the child to disregard the rule of law. Out of love for her child, this mother inconvenienced herself and shattered the quiet solitude by spanking the child and again telling her to stay in bed and go to sleep. The child went to sleep immediately. 3-year-old mother. The other day at our house, a 3-year-old little girl was playing with dolls. Let me interject. All children's dolls should be baby dolls, not Barbie dolls. The fantasy arriving from playing with baby dolls causes the child to role-play mother. The fantasy arriving from Barbie dolls causes a child to role-play a porno queen. As a child thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. This little girl was role-playing mother. The thing that was interesting was the role this little mother assumed with her baby. In her imagination, the baby started crying after being given a command. She scolded her and then turned her over and spanked her. Then she spoke comforting, reassuring words and praised her baby for being good. She perfectly mimicked the loving, patient tone and firmness of her own mother. As I continued to peek in at the proceedings, she continued her mother practice session. Several situations arose with her rag baby, which she promptly and firmly dealt with like an old pro. In fact, I could not have handled the make-believe situation any better. She told the screaming child, the rag doll, "No, that's not nice. You can't have it now. Stop your crying. Switch, switch. If you don't stop crying, Mama will have to spank you again. Switch, switch, switch. Okay, stop crying now. That's better. Now, see if you can play happily." Here, there was a 3-year-old mother already prepared to train up happy and obedient children. She knew exactly what to expect from her own mother. And what was even more amazing, she knew exactly what her mother expected from her. She disciplined her baby doll for attitudes, not actions. This little 3-year-old girl was completely trained. The battle was won. As long as her parents consistently maintain what they have already instilled, she will never be anything but a blessing. Beggars can't be choosers. A child should never whine or beg. This is an easy habit to break. Never reward a beggar, and the begging will go away. In our house, the one sure way of not getting your desire was to beg or whine. We went out of our way to not reward a begging child. If we had purchased a treat for the children, and one of them became impatient and whined for it, or asked twice, he was certain to be excluded, even if it meant that he was left to watch the other children eat the treat for which he had begged. If I was preparing to pick up a small child and he whined to be picked up, then I did not pick him up until he became distracted and pleasant, even though it meant inconvenience to me. You may envision such a rule being enforced in your house, producing a chorus of constant wailings of injustice. The very thought of it may make you feel like a tyrant. If you give it a try, being 90% consistent, you would not be satisfied with the results. If a child ever gets his way through begging or whining, he will try it 10 more times until it works again. But if his experience of begging proves to be counterproductive, he will soon stop wasting his energy in fruitless whining. When beggars can't choose, they choose not to beg. The hard way. For 2 years after the birth of our first child, my wife was unable to conceive. When she finally did, she had a miscarriage. Then, 1 year later, the little fellow whose name we had picked out 5 years earlier was finally born, our first son. My wife was ever so possessive. By the age of one, he was so attached to her that I had to submit a request well in advance if I wanted to spend some time with her alone. He could not be left with a babysitter unless she was blessed with deafness. I didn't know much about children then and thought this was just a stage that would run its course.